All right, Sherry, have everything rolling on my end. And so with the nice weather this week, you and I both know farmers are out there getting, the last of their fall fertilizer decisions made, and of course, soil sampling. And so, really, if farmers have that goal to get some of this done this fall yet, what reminders do you have for them, Sherry? What should they be sampling for? Really, what do we need to know about what's in that soil makeup and the nutrients?
Well, Megan, the first thing to keep in mind is what did we take off for a yield this fall? And so we definitely want to make sure that we get a soil test done. And if we can at all possible do a full soil test where we're testing not only our macronutrients, our nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, but also some micronutrients, because we're seeing more and more deficiencies over the last several years on our micronutrients as well, like our zinc and our boron and copper and nutrients like that. And so for sure, start with a soil test and see what we have left from a pretty decent harvest for the most part in most geographies this season, and which was well overdue, but thankful that we were able to get our crop off this fall, or for the most part, most of it's off, and who hasn't had it off is certainly working on it now with this wonderful weather.
And so, Sherry, are there some things maybe that we want to try to get in this fall? What others can we maybe reevaluate over the winter and save for spring when it comes to that soil nutrition?
So based off of what that soil test says, because the soil test is a good base to follow, right? It gives us a snapshot of what's happening at that particular time. And so certain nutrients are better applied in the fall. Oftentimes we'll tell growers, you look at your fertilizer as not just as an expense, but also as an investment out in the field. And when we look at 60% of our yield is dependent off our crop nutrition decisions. That's one piece of the pie that we want to make sure that we focus on and that we can help our customers get right. And so, our phosphorus and our potassium, great investment in the fall because it doesn't move a lot in the soil. And so it's those nutrients that we can put down there and feel confident that they're going to be there come spring. And it's cold enough now, our soil temps are low enough where I'm okay with putting some nitrogen down. If guys are putting anhydrous down this fall, we're safe with that because our soil temps are low enough where that shouldn't be going anywhere at this stage of the game anymore. And so as well as our micronutrients as well, our zinc and our boron and our coppers and things like that, where they don't move a whole lot in the soil. So we're okay with putting those types of things down. And that's where Mosaic comes in with our products, where we're very diversified. And we have that flexibility with our products. And that gives us different options to where, for example, with microessentials, we've got two forms of sulfur. We've got a sulfate sulfur and an elemental sulfur. And so we don't have to worry about coming next spring and we won't have any sulfur left. And the same with our Aspire product, where we have, it's an enhanced potash with two forms of boron. Same type of situation where we've got two different forms of boron so that we can put it out in the fall and feel comfortable and feel safe so that we're still going to have those nutrients available come spring.
And so I guess my next question for you, when you talk about different nutrients and which move through the soil, which tend not to, I think of, the changing conditions that we've seen this fall. Last fall, well, nobody wants to talk about that anymore. But this fall, we're trending drier across almost all of the region. And so, what does that mean when it comes to soil makeup, nutrition, that sort of thing? Is it more of a positive than a negative? Or, especially if these dry conditions persist throughout the spring, is that going to have to affect maybe some plans that farmers have?
Absolutely. And then that's always a huge factor is Mother Nature and the amount of moisture or lack of moisture that we receive. And so all nutrients need some moisture in order to be available in that soil solution. And so it's a little early on now as far as fall goes to be terribly concerned about that unless we're in a really, really super dry situation. But for the most part, you're pretty safe putting things out there now, even though it is a little dry. We're anticipating some snow. We anticipate we'll get some of those early spring rains that will help a lot of those nutrients become more available. And if we don't get that rain as we come into spring, then we can plan accordingly and be mindful of how much we're putting out there, or if we need to cut back a little bit because we don't have that soil moisture there. And so it's definitely something to keep in mind as we move forward. Something that I'd be a little more concerned about as we get closer to spring, and because usually we'll see some of those spring rains or we'll see a fair amount of snow. And so I haven't heard what the almanac is saying for winter of 2021, but I guess we'll just take what we get, right?
Yes, certainly, Sherry. Well, that works for me. If that works for you, anything else we're forgetting?
The only other thing that I'd like to just mention is that Mosaic announced and launched a new product, which is new for us. And in the dry fertilizer world, we don't release new products like the seed and the chemistry worlds do. And so we've launched a new product called Sestera, and it's a phosphate-based product, and it's unique in the sense where it has sulfur and it also has a bit of organic matter in it. And so for some of those geographies that are super sandy, maybe on some pivots where we've had potatoes in the past or even some sugar beets where we may need a little extra organic matter to help feed that soil biome, it's a new product for us in that bio-based fertilizer world. And so it's something new for us and something exciting as we move forward.